Radio. Truth Brothers, Truth is Radio. Hello, everybody. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. 818-514-1202.
And, of course, as always, you can hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net. And, of course, Truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
And you know we're always standing by on Facebook and Twitter.
All right. And that sexy voice you hear, it's our spectacular producer, Supreme Candace.
Hey!
Hello.
Everybody give it up for Candace.
Is just me this week?
No.
Thank you. How is everyone?
Everyone is okay,
I think. Everybody cool?
Everybody, how was everyone's week?
I was cool, man. My week was straight, man. You know?
I had a birthday.
Yeah, that's right. You were actually in the shout-outs, but thanks for beating me today.
Okay.
That's cool.
You can do it twice. It's good.
I plan on it.
Big old 19. Let's do it. We're clean all over again.
All them fellas.
Right, you going to tell us how old you are?
Ooh.
Yeah. Uncool guy. It's not cool.
No, I'm proud of it. I'm 32.
All right. There we go. Hey.
I'm proud.
I what y'all plan on doing?
Just some girls' night out stuff. You know.
Remember that Chappelle skit with the slip beer?
girls' night out.
Why don't girls tell us what they're doing when they go out? That's curious.
Because then it wouldn't be a girls' night out.
Yes,
I mean,
it would.
It's kind of like Vegas for women. I mean, it's just one of those.
But when the guys have a guys' night out, y'all definitely ask, where you going? Who you with?
I don't know, Trevor. I don't care.
And I present for Exhibit A, Bridezilla, where the bachelor party always got to get interrupted.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. By the bride.
Right. So we got any shout-outs?
As always, we do. First off, want to say what's up.
Ooh, there you go.
Say what's up to Maya Hawkins. See, they got mad at us last week because we said the name wrong. So Maya Hawkins, what's going on? Keep Tamika in your prayers. She lost somebody this week important to her, and she's going through a big thing right now.
Started.
Also, we're here for you.
Yeah, of course. True Brothers always here for you. Also, shouts out to my man AD23 again. They beat LSU today.
All right.
They are now 20-1.
Number one team in the nation.
Number one team, and they 6-0 in the SEC. So that's definitely a big thing. That's going to help them in the Final Four when they get there. Birthdays of the week. My cousin also had a birthday this week. Big cousin Robert, we call him Juicy, but I plan on not saying that over the radio. Big cousin Robert, I know he'll probably kill me for that. My friend Sade, she had a birthday this week. Of course, our producer, Shortenette Candace, had a birthday this week. We just got into that. A friend of mine, her son Justin, turned 2 today. And my daughter had a birthday on the 25th. She turned 7. So happy birthday, Devon.
Wow.
That's right.
Daddy loves you. And that's our shout outs for the week. But
did she give you that list of what she want?
Oh, yeah. I got it through email, though. Like,
you,
that's what's crazy.
Go,
like,
that's
kids,
the future.
Of
right.
course. They just, we don't need, nah, they, what is with these tablets?
She needed a read receipt to make sure you got the message in there.
Yeah, nah, she got it back. She just coming back, Daddy, making sure it was got that and the phone call. So yeah, definitely made sure she got it. So happy birthday to my little princess. She all right though. She's good. And on a not so really sad note, I don't know how you feel, but Joe Paterno died Sunday.
Ooh,
just how that rotate your life. He did kick a pee. Thanks for bringing him here.
Devil down here. Yeah, bring him on over here.
Yep.
But you know, that's got to be kind of, that's just a bogus way to go, in a sense. I was going to say that, to live to be 85 and achieve all the things that you've amassed and then to kick the bucket with a big, huge scandal.
Right
before you die. I mean,
how about, before we talk about it further, let's do something real quick and jump into the terrible truth.
This is the terrible truth with your terrible anchors, Ray and Devon.
All right, jumping into the terrible truth. Real quick, we got some callers on the line. Let's holler at them real quick. Hey, caller, you on with the Truth Brothers. What's your name?
My race is better than your race. I'm going to kill you. And for those of you that are a little sensitive to the racial humor, turn off the goddamn broadcast then, fruity ass.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
Love
that's
that.
That's what I'm talking
say
about.
Say it with your chest.
There you go.
You got someone else. Hold on.
Hey, you on with the two brothers. All right. They are out there today.
What is this, Retard Wednesday?
There it is. Damn it, Randy, you spilled my juice box.
They are spilling juice boxes everywhere this week.
That's right. Oh, yeah, we lost one of them, but I'll tell you what, Mr. Race Chest, yeah, you just hold on there. We're not going to let you go.
No, keep
listening.
Yeah,
you stay on. When you're ready, raise your hand.
Yeah, we got hey, woo.
Yeah.
And as always, greetings and salutations.
My race is better than your race,
and
yeah, we can't run.
Damn, no my uncoordination.
All ooh, right.
Yes, I love it.
Blog Talk Radio,
better.
I am loving this, man. 10th show, too?
Oh, that's
this
the best
awesome
way to kick that off, baby. Yes.
All right. Yep, let's go right into it. What you got, man?
Oh, check this out, though. 15-year-old girl calls police because mom was having sex too loud. Dick them shit.
Ew.
Yeah. Oh, wow. For the first time ever.
First time ever, we have bumped heads.
Nah, we're going to just say we class stories.
We class
yeah,
stories.
You go.
Right.
Whatever.
Yeah, now you got the racist guy called back like, see, I told you.
That's why we're the best.
Ever. I tuned in to Cracker Radio.
All right.
Anyway, a 15-year-old girl called 911 to report she could hear her mom having sex, according to the police report. The girl, again, 15, told an officer that she wanted to go to a local shelter because she heard her mom having sex and felt disrespected.
Disrespected?
Yes, sir.
Trying to make me a brother or sister.
But yeah, we're going to get into that because I had something to say. By her 35-year-old parents' actions, the teen acknowledged that there were no form of abuse or neglect in the house.
Nope. I've been well-fed, got a room.
Yep. Ooh, boy, I was...
Yep, she interrupted my time.
Yes, she is. She is feeding me and she want to get fed.
All right.
The mother explained to the police that she had invited her boyfriend over and sometime during the visit, her daughter heard them having sex and became upset. The woman added that their bedrooms are next to each other and she didn't intend to wake her daughter up. But hey, but if it ain't that good, I love him. I love me some him. Though it may have been a crime of passion, no one was arrested. The daughter eventually decided that she'd rather live at home despite the cringe-worthy noise than go to a local teen shelter. One can only imagine the awkward silence around the breakfast table the next morning.
Man.
Okay.
So
you're seeing Trevor again, huh?
Yeah, who? Yeah, boy, I bet it was, it was probably her ex-boyfriend's dad. That's who it was.
Ooh, wow.
And she got with him because she probably heard how the daughter was feeling. He makes me feel good. He is. I'm saying.
Oh,
they say
okay.
Like father, like son. Maybe she wanted to date. The daughter, hey, come on.
I got you.
What, you doubt it?
I don't know.
I'm just saying.
I truly do not know.
I hate that. I hate that I got daughters. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I hate that because.
Yeah, because it's called.
It's called
universe.
Karma.
Yes.
And it's round, and we all know that we have been there.
Oh, yeah. I read it.
Well,
I had a daughter right like. Yep. Hey. Hey.
Get it together.
Yep. And I tell her all of, hey, look, nope. I know what. Yep. I know what you on these boys' minds. Mm-mm.
Yeah, but what can you
her
do?
Her first date, I will be cleaning the gun. Like, yep, just at the table. Sit on down.
Yep.
Let me explain to you what 10 o'clock means.
Right. And then next thing, let me tell you something, sir. You don't know nothing about. And down goes the boyfriend. Yeah.
I know, that's right.
I got you. I, I got to make sure mine is registered, though.
Right. Check it out. Teen broke into officer's home, Orange Park, Florida.
Of course. There we go. Back to the dirty South. God, I am, dude, again, I am sick of Florida.
Yeah,
like, seriously.
They do seem to dominate our terrible truth. But authorities in Florida said a teenager who broke into a home found himself swiftly being detained by the homeowner, a police officer.
Mm.
The Clay County Sheriff's Officer said deputies responded to a report of a home invasion Sunday in Orange Park and found Jacksonville Police Officer Garrett Osala restraining the suspect. Jarvis Guthrie, 18, broke into the house. Osala said he didn't know the teenager. He told deputies that he and his wife awoke around 3 a.m. to loud noises outside of their home when he soon seen the suspect trying to force his way into the door.
Mm.
The officer restrained Guthrie after a physical struggle.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I'm sure that was one-sided.
Yep.
This is not the right house.
He got his knee in the back of his neck.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Stop fighting.
Oh, yeah.
And he had his boys come over to help out. Now hold him down.
And Guthrie was charged with burglary and occupying a dwelling with intent to commit battery. Yeah, I don't hate. That's because he put up a struggle.
Of course.
And I'm holding up air quotes there on the struggle.
Now, how old, what did they say? The boy was what, 15, 17, 18? One of them.
He was 18.
And the dude, and he's a deputy.
Oh, and
I'm sure he's well into his 30s.
I guess, but hey,
whatever.
Either way.
Whatever, dude.
No one told him to go visit him at 3 in the morning.
No doubt.
Right.
You don't break into the cop's house, first off. And
usually they had a squad car right out there in the driveway.
House.
You know.
He was like, you know what? Let's play Danger tonight. I'm going to go break into the house.
That was the game.
Yeah, they played Danger.
They played Danger.
let's play Danger and Fun together. Again, we're having dumb. What's up with the world and dumb criminals, man?
I don't know what to tell you. You would kind of think you would know whose house you're breaking into. At least that's
maybe
what
he
I
didn't
think.
Study though. Like a lot of times, them squad cars aren't really outside, but everybody knows the cop on the block.
I was about
everybody
yeah,
knows
okay.
the cop on the block. Like, hey man,
maybe he just moved there a couple of days ago and said, well, let me start getting to know my neighbors early.
Yep. I see your daughter likes the Teletubbies.
Well, right.
I don't know. I just say, are they in? Just real quick. Are the Teletubbies
no.
still in? No? No. Okay. Well, I don't watch.
Oh, I hate. Oh man, I hated that.
Whatever.
Too much.
Well, check this out. Bartow pastor is caught in sexting, deputies say. Yeah, check it
Wait,
out.
Wait, what?
Say
what
that
was the first part?
Bartow.
Bartow.
Pastor. Yeah, I guess it's a part of town. A Bartow pastor.
Okay.
That's what they call him, Bartow pastor. But yeah, he got caught in a sexting, though. Check it out. A Bartow pastor was among four men arrested Wednesday in a sexting at Peace River Park. I don't know where that's at. But the men solicited sex from undercover male detectives.
Oh wow! All righty.
The men solicited sex from undercover male detectives, and in some cases, exposed themselves in the park on State Road.
Let me show you what you're gonna get blessed with.
Oh, sometimes you gotta let go and let God. But. And they exposed themselves in the park on State Road 640 near Bartow, according to Polk County Sheriff's Office. The suspect included Matthew Preston Clark, 33, of... They giving the address.
Don't give it out.
Yeah, in Bartow. Deputies say he told them he is married and serves as a senior pastor of Blessing Assurance Temple in Bartow.
That's right. So he was just going out there to mentor to the...
Dude,
to the wayward out there.
They undercover cops. You didn't know that?
No. That's why they undercover.
Whatever. I go out and
mentor all the time.
And here you are mad at me. Dude,
a lot of people love going out in the middle of the night and helping people. Remember, Eddie Murphy used to like to help people with rides home.
Oh.
Like seeing a trainee walking down, hey, how would you like a ride with me?
Eddie.
Yep.
And next thing you know, it's, what's that you got down there? Well, never mind. We'll get something.
Yep. Don't worry. Snap it to a Slim Jim.
Wow.
I got a movie I'm going to come up with you about later called Clump, because I can see here.
I can see the clumps.
Ooh. Yeah, but anyway, man, I don't, priests are getting nasty.
Hey, you know what? That whole celibacy thing. Well, no, he was married. So
he
wasn't
married.
Even a Catholic priest.
But that's, dude,
right. So he was married.
You're 33, you're married. Why are you going at male detectives? Let me talk to you. If I...
wait. Okay, before you talk to us, let's go ahead and pay some bills. Let's go ahead and pay some bills. And then we'll get into your conversation, Truth Brothers Radio.
Yep.
Yeah.
Come
on.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Yo. Hey, yo, my silent moments, loud as the crack of thunder. My hunger like the crocodile that attacks a hunter. It ain't commercial or underground, it's truth. Cause I'm on a skill, call a game, call a glow, call my name, like the law, all the veins, screaming like you want to pay, treat it like a drug, all up in your bank, yeah, we make the square dance, and get the...
What's up, everybody? This is one half of the True Brothers, Devon. Thanking everybody for tuning in every Saturday and downloading us on iTunes. Our fans are the greatest. For us to become the number one show on Blog Talk, we need you to continue doing what you're doing by commenting on Blog Talk, the Facebook page, and leaving your reviews on iTunes. Also, if you like the show, tell three friends to tune in every Saturday, 5 p.m. Central Time at blogtalkradio.com/truebrothers. By exposing us to more people, it puts us on the path to becoming the number one show on Blog Talk. Keep doing what you're doing. We love y'all. Two fingers.
Brothers Radio. Gorillas in the mix, the mainstream team with the pro-black twist. Hard truth soldiers in the game.
Truth Brothers, Truth Brothers Radio, and we are back. And we got a couple of people on the line. Let's holler at them real quick. Hey, caller, you on with the Truth Brothers. What's your name? I'm with you. Yeah, that sounds good. But the only problem is your dumb ass couldn't fly a plane.
That don't work.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm just saying that.
All right,
a little aggressive. I don't.
Yeah, a little aggressive today. Damn show.
Yeah.
Hey, caller, you on with the True Brothers? What's your name?
And I hate to keep beating my son here, but.
Well, I can't even.
There we go.
Let's get some distortion cleared up.
All righty then. Tim's show, and they have found
us.
I was going to say, I think it's refreshing that they've taken the time to set up all that audio just for us to hear.
There you go. Hey,
glad we're on your mind.
I'm loving it. You keep calling in and telling your weird stories.
What's
whatever.
Up with creepy people calling the phone?
Hey, you got Sarah Palin's husband who got tired of shooting wolves out of the helicopter and wanted to try. But the only problem is we ain't wolves. We'll shoot back.
Yeah, I would love for them.
Yeah, go ahead, get in your helicopter
and be. Hey,
let it ride
fly over here, and let's just see.
All
nine
right,
times out of the 10.
I see one of them. Wait a minute, if he's sticking something at me.
Yep.
Seems, and boom goes the dynamite.
Down goes the helicopter. But
right.
Yeah, dude, they probably
whatever.
One of them got a little touch when I talked about the priest story. Like, hey man, quit putting my business out there. Sure,
it might have been the priest,
yeah.
Right?
Sure, I'm married. But real quick, before we do that, real quick,
yeah.
I just wanted to know, man, if you're married, you're 33, why are you stepping outside to go to get down with another dude?
I'm
not asking you like you would know.
I don't know.
But, I mean, got a guy, we would know that.
Maybe he got tired of getting in the helicopter.
That could be it, but I'm
you know.
At the end of the day. I personally can't, you know, I can't roll with the whole, hey man, there's a gay guy and I want to get it down with him. That's what I'm saying.
I guess. Whatever.
Love it.
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
Okay.
But we're creepy people. I love it. It is awesome.
Episode creepy people.
Hey, well, you know what, guys? I got a story for you all that I'm going to throw out here in Fort Pierce, Florida.
Oh, I'm sorry. Before, I don't mean to cut you off. Real quick, 818-514-1202. You just keep on calling in and telling your truth. Also, if you got some terrible truth stories out there, like dude who likes to fly the helicopters, call in and let us have it.
I didn't even know you could say that word on the radio.
What's that, helicopter?
Back Regan.
Oh, yeah, whatever, right.
Okay, can I go?
No,
ahead?
You got it.
Terribly sorry.
All right. In Fort Pierce, Florida, just the other day, a mom was arrested for ejecting her sons out of the home who were ages 9 and 13. Authorities in Florida say that they arrested a woman accused of kicking her sons ages 9 and 13 out of her home. The St. Lucie County Sheriff's Office said that Jamie, I guess it's Bill?
Yeah.
Jamie Bill, age 30, told them she stuffed her son's backpacks full of clothes and sent them outside around 7 p.m.
That's right.
Monday night.
Had it.
Know what?
At the Pine View Mobile Home Park in Fort Pierce because
knows.
She was angry.
What did they do at 7 that made I'm sorry. What did
didn't
they do at 7
How about didn't
9?
Do homework, dishes? I don't know.
But you kick them out the house?
Like,
out
I have had
you
it
know
with
what?
You guys.
I have had it. I'm putting the car back on the truck and we're moving. Y'all can go. I am putting the house right back on the truck.
There you go.
And I can't have this. And don't chase the car as we're pulling off. Do not chase it.
There you go.
Here's a backpack full of clothes.
Here's the crazy part. It's reported that the reason why she put them out is because the 9-year-old was swearing.
Well,
yeah,
there you go.
There you go. That's always a reason to kick them out the house.
Hey. Did you do your homework? Hey, Mom.
We don't know if that's how we went. He was like, hell yeah, I did it. Now, what if he said,
right.
Did you do your homework? Hell yeah, I got all A's. And you know what?
And I don't,
yeah. And then next thing you know what? You're too smart, and I got to kick you out. Cause
maybe they just, when she got home, they said, look, Mom, you know, we are tired of you having sex in the room next door. We can't sleep.
But maybe she kicked him out. We don't know. Let's get to the end of that. Because I want to know how it ends, of course. Or is that it?
Well,
oh.
Mom called Bill, who called 911 when she was unable to locate the boys about 20 minutes later, told deputies that the 13-year-old has run away before and he has a history of violence toward her.
So it was smart to put him out the house when he's and take the little brother with you.
Right.
I'm going to call your bluff.
Let's see
what you do out there.
So whoa. She put them out, and 20 minutes later, what happened?
She went to go look for them.
Oh, she put them out, and dude was like, yeah, I'll leave. And he started walking.
And took the babies, and then she thought about it,
right.
And then she called the police.
She was trying to bluff him.
I think she was more or less trying to bluff him, like, you ain't going to leave. Oh, you are? Here you go. Now take your SpongeBob book bag and keep moving. And next thing you know, he's walking down the street like, you know what? I don't need you, Mom. Dad is 3 trailers down. I'm just saying.
Okay, well, the deputy said the boys were eventually found at their great-grandmother's house in Boynton Beach, Florida, more than 70 miles away from
Woo!
Her home.
Woo! That's a hefty walk.
He grabbed his brother and went down the street with like the Incredible Hulk TV show with the music playing with
he
his thumb out.
had the little hobo sack.
Yep.
Was just putting his thumb out. Anybody? All right.
Now, it's not disclosed whether any charges were put up against what type of charges were the mom
child endangerment.
There's going to be charges.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I was just trying to show my children who's boss.
And you can see, they clearly showed me they are.
There
if my
go.
13-year-old can make it out here without me, that's a problem. Yeah, that is
And
this economy is not helping, so there you go.
Hey, here you go. Police officer totals car on test drive. Manchester, England.
Well, of course.
Hey, it ain't Florida.
Not today.
Police in a British city said they were considering a new considering new driving rules after an officer totaled an unmarked car during a test drive. The spokesperson said for the Greater Manchester Police declined to give specifics on how the officer crashed the Volkswagen Golf. Wow, that is a police car.
In England, yeah.
Yeah, in December, but the department said it is reviewing its policies on officers test driving cars. The BBC reported Wednesday. A spokesperson said no other vehicles were involved in the crash and the incident is under investigation. Maybe it was because they gave him a Volkswagen Golf to go patrol in.
But, dude, how can you crash a Volkswagen Golf? That's like, they probably had one of the best traction cars ever, dog.
I guess, but I mean, what if you, I mean...
Wait,
who
was
you
going to
catch in it?
Yeah. He probably, hey, whatever that the case is, he probably was driving and said, up, tea time, and just let go of the wheel. Let go of the wheel and pour the cup. When you're driving your car.
There you go.
Just hold this commercial. But, yeah, I don't know. Here we go.
We got another caller.
Bring it.
Hey, caller, you on with the Truth Brothers. What's your name?
Seen those videos on... Okay, get him off. I'm not
going to
sit here and listen to this crap.
I'm totally with you.
And that's exactly why you can just go ahead and turn it off. But that toilet's for
there
you.
There you go. And once again, you improve how smart you are.
I'm just, at the end of the day, I'm not going to sit here and take none of your crap. Now keep talking so I can hear it.
Because I like it. But I don't.
I hate y'all. Now I'm going to piss in my Sega toilet. God.
All right. You know what? Tim Show, we are on the map. Hey, when the crazies find you, you are on the map.
Yeah. All right. It's nothing. It's nothing better
again,
than that.
Again, this is, hey, this is our 10th episode.
Yeah.
This is great, man. We are having a ball. 818-514-1202. Come on and get a True Brothers a call.
Yeah, we are truly. Hey, if y'all or the other shows, if you got 10 in, because I'm sure whoever keeps calling and saying, hey, we hate you, Truth Brothers, but damn it if I can't turn away. That is
right.
I love it, man.
Right.
Keep it coming, man. So yep. Please, if you feel like calling back, we're here. And if you would like to just speak your piece on that, and not just play a recording. We would love to hear from you an extended period of time so you can explain
why you don't
take
the time to record that.
Exactly.
Weird stuff. But more than that, all our regular Truth Brothers listeners out there, y'all give a call in too and tell us what you think.
Yeah. About the creepy people.
There you go. Matter of fact, let's all pay a couple of more bills and then we'll be back with more Truth Brothers Radio featuring the creepy people.
Crazies!
Truth Brothers Radio. Truth Brothers Radio.
Jones Barbecue and Foot Massage. Jones Barbecue and Foot Massage. Better come down here, get some of this shit. You like to eat? America loves to eat. So why not open up somewhere America can sit down, enjoy a meal, and get their feet rubbed? We'll fry anything you want for $5.99. As long as it's friable or edible, we're going to make it deliciousable. We will fry parts of the chicken you didn't even know was friable. The beak, the feathers, we'll fry candy bars. All that European stuff that you don't really normally eat, we'll bring it down here and fry it for you. Ask McDonald's to fry something other than what they normally fry. Guess what you're going to get? Nothing. If it fit through the dough, I'll put it in the fry. Hell, this is a dinosaur. All our meats are gently tenderized to their optimum deliciousness. We got fine dinosaur meat. Took my money, made me pay child support. Come on down here and get you a slice. Once they get your social security number, it's over. Motivated. So, friends, let's just decide you don't want no barbecue. Well, that's fine, too. Why not let one of my foot specialists or myself perform our magic? Look at that. Don't they look wonderful? If you really pay me enough, we'll massage your feet in any of these sauces also. Success is the rule down here. Jones, good-ass barbecue and foot massage. So go ahead and give me a call or find us on the worldwide internet at the new website. That's J-O-N-E-S, big-ass truck rental. 52. Did you hear me call number 52?
Truth Brothers Radio.
The new moon rode high in the crown of the metropolis, shining like who on top of this? People was tussling, arguing and bustling. Gangsters are Gotham, hardcore hustling. I'm wrestling with words and ideas. My ears is pricked, seeking what will transmit, describe, and apply to transcript. Yo, this ain't no time where the usual.
Truth Brothers Radio, we're back, and we're back with another caller. Caller, what's your name? Where you from?
Hey, caller, you're on with Truth Brothers. What's your name?
What's going on?
Hey, what's going on? You're on with Truth Brothers. What's your name?
Ghost.
Oh, okay.
Oh, all right. What's going on, Ghost? What's your comment?
All right. You with the endo, Puto?
I'm sorry. Say again?
I'm trying to deep throat the foe.
Do you have Tourette's? Just curious.
You gotta, come on, man. You done wasted all this. You gotta do better than that. Come on.
Where's
Tourette's? The next person that is getting a kick to the ball.
Well, there you
okay,
go.
Okay, because everybody
and boom goes to dynamite.
No. This is what I do. You should let it go. Let it happen. Okay, because we got another caller. Oh, he said, oh, hey, caller, you still there? What's going on? You still there? Yeah, what's going on? So who's kicking in the balls? Just curious.
You think I care?
No, I really don't. I don't really care at all. I'm curious about I just don't know how stuff it really gets.
And next.
Okay, cool. Never mind. Okay, getting back to that. Well, I don't know if this is the right time to come with this one, but we're going to do it.
Yeah.
Muslim fired from job awarded $465,000 for being too black.
Well, there you go.
A jury awarded $465,000 to a Muslim security guard who says his co-workers and supervisors called him a terrorist and an Al-Qaeda member. Jurors added $400,000 in punitive damages Monday to their early award of $665,000 to Alba Idris, who lost wages and emotional distress in San Francisco, and the San Francisco Chronicle reported Wednesday. The jury found that Los Angeles-based Andrews International was responsible for harassment and hostile work environment experienced by the 27-year-old Idris.
Right.
An attorney for Andrews, Madonna Herman, said the company had promised Idris to supervisory position and accommodated his request for changes to his schedule. It plans to appeal the verdict. Andrews does not condone discrimination or harassment of any kind, Herman said in his statement. I thought it was Herman Cain, but never mind. He just claimed the supervisor told him Muslims kill people. Wow. Muslims kill people, and that a fellow security guard referred to him in a conversation with a coworker as a goddamn terrorist and an Al-Qaeda member who couldn't be trusted. Idris, who traces his heritage to East Africa, also said his office manager once told him to zip up his black rain jacket because it looks too black.
Well, there you go. Zip it up.
And then he quit his job February of this year.
February of this year?
I mean, not February. I'm sorry. January of
this
year. I'm sorry. I do apologize.
Wow. Well, there you go. Look here. We can't you are way too black and Muslimy,
yeah,
to be guarding these Bibles.
And let's not forget he's a goddamn terrorist. That
no.
is awful, man. How could you do that?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, your religion has nothing to do with your job,
but
I guess,
not just his religion. He's too black. He's
way,
too dark
way
to have on
dark.
Odd dark security suits.
Wow.
It's Zip
like
up that
not,
rain
it's
jacket.
Like you're not there.
Zip up your rain jacket. Oh, my bad. That's your chest, darky. Like, that is, dude, where are we going? And I'm here all week.
Man.
The purchase.
Wow. 818-514-1202. That just harkens back to our last show talking about the disrespect.
Oh, yeah.
Just
speaking of that, real
just,
quick,
just,
the disrespect.
You are a terrorist, and excuse me, I'm just, you know,
I just
coming to work.
No, you're
he
not.
He didn't even ask. He didn't ask to pray at work. He just came to work.
Take your shoes off. I know you keep bombs in there. Take them off.
There you
let
go.
Me
let me see your underwear, too, because you know to keep them in there, too.
All right. What's this? Oh, my bad. That's you. But but real quick, I would get, hey, I don't. Did you see the finger point between your girl and Arizona
that's
and President
right.
Barack
that's
Obama?
That's right. Arizona governor.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, it's just
and one more thing. You are way too dark to be a president.
Yep, that is dude. It's just it's we didn't even finish our
stupid reactions to these things. Are just I mean, people, calm down.
Yeah, it,
really.
I put it like
down.
This, dude. I would love
facts. Yep, yep. There are Muslims who have killed people.
No doubt.
That is true.
That has happened. And
but I got
awful.
A news flash for you. There's Christians who kill people.
Yeah, whoa.
They
whoa.
Like to fly in helicopters and shoot people.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Is that witchcraft? Killer.
There you go. Burn her.
Burn her.
Here's how we going to prove if she's a witch. If she's not a witch, God will pull her out this fire. But if she's a witch, she's going to burn.
Yep. This is how we're going to prove she'll throw her over that cliff.
That's right.
I'm sure she's there's a broom somewhere on her. Oops, she didn't make it.
Oh, well, God will take care of
it. Man.
You know what else God like? Burning stakes, burning crosses in front of people's houses.
Hey, well, I mean, quit pinning dumb behavior
on
religion. People's religion. Just. You know, lay off.
Then your
that.
Boy go up.
Check this out. Check this out.
What's up,
Sandusky? Yeah, Sandusky got him in the rape room. He ain't Muslim.
No, not at all.
He's not Muslim.
He's touchy.
He's not Muslim. You just said the pastor who's going into the park looking to pray on the pole.
Yeah,
Catholic. Not a Muslim.
Not at all. He has ways. My thing is though, at the end of the day. Anybody who feels as if that's cool to just say, hey, man, he deserved to get fired. 818-514-1202.
Got another hot news flash for you.
What's that?
Last four callers wasn't Muslim.
And they've been itching to put us on a rope.
There you go.
They have been itching to put us
give
on
us
the,
a free helicopter ride.
Yeah, oh, man. They want to see what's hanging.
There you go.
Wow.
Hey, it is a Saturday night.
Yeah. And when they you sheets the white thing.
And when it's late at night, they be looking for someone to get them to say, damn, that rope is tight.
Look at them do a little dance once they done.
Okay. Two Brothers Radio.
Yeah, we're going to need that coming real soon.
There you go.
Yeah, my favorite part is after when they feet shake a little bit.
Hey,
there you
right.
go, Ron Paul. Police report.
We here at the Truth Brothers do apologize for the offensive comments that were made that may have included public figures such as Jesse Jackson, Tyler Perry, R. Kelly, Mitch McConnell, Michelle Bachmann, her gay-ass husband, John Boehner, any member of the GOP, any member of the clergy, so on and so forth. Thank you for your understanding. Really? I mean, come on.
I'm sorry. Hey,
I'm just saying,
we just responded to the last four
damn
calls.
It. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Man. Hey, he the one wanted to go on a helicopter ride.
I thought everybody knew what ropes was like.
Yeah, right.
You know. Hey.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Timbaland trees.
Keep it moving.
That's all I'm saying, dog. I'm just because
right,
it's
right.
crazy.
I mean, no. I mean, people. You know what it's called? It's called Obama. Stupid syndrome that you got a black president. Get over it. Nothing's blown up.
Amazingly.
Everything is still
amazingly,
working.
Amazingly, nothing since we. Hey,
there you
is
go,
he
right.
having. Is Saturday Chicken Saturday?
There you go.
That's
right.
That's what I'm asking.
Right.
Is he handing out. Oh, free callers. Let's go.
Yeah, we got a caller. Hey, caller, you're on with the Truth Brothers. What's your name? Here we go. Hello, caller.
I'm taking the necessary steps to rope a naked child, take a nice shower with the Penn State kid. Go to Penn State or something like that. You know, I actually
there
have
you go.
Connections.
Where he was
from.
And
hold
we
on,
are
hold
Penn
on,
State.
Hold on. What
now, we got? Hey, you're on the man of the hour himself, Jerry Sandusky.
Is a man. He is. He's a man that likes taking kids in the shower. Let's go. Any problems? No. All right.
That better not be true, Nikolai.
It doesn't prove it? I'm sure you were in the shower with him. Did y'all enjoy each other?
Serious as a heart attack.
You're as serious as a heart attack, or you just had one? Which one was it? I didn't hear you.
Enough.
It is.
And by God, I am as serious as a heart attack when I say that.
I'm sure. I didn't catch the last part. Yeah, I'm sure you're
well,
serious.
Right. We don't want you to be serious as a heart attack. Okay. This is serious as cancer. Right. Break it down. Okay. What's your comment? Right. What's your comment?
I'm sitting here with Johnny Walker Blue Label.
Yeah, that's probably part of the problem.
Johnny Walker's Blue Label.
But there you go.
Is this real or is this a troll here?
All right.
Man, if that was bad, I would love what you had to say. But luckily, we have phones and things to do. So, to my next story with my big brother over here. What's going on, man?
All right. Purse snatched from back of toilet.
Purse snatched
from back of toilet. Okay. Police. Oh, we're back in Florida, too.
Dun, dun, dun.
Well, there we go.
I just thought that was
good. Right.
Yeah, it's Florida. Every time we hear Florida, we need to make that noise. But go ahead.
Right. Police in Florida said a woman reported her purse stolen from the back of a restaurant toilet when another woman reached over from a neighboring stall.
Okay.
What were we just saying?
Wait, say that one more time.
I know they had stalls.
You didn't? What you think the women have in women's bathroom? Urinals?
Yeah.
No.
Really? I'm just playing.
At all.
They went from stall to steal. Staller while I still is.
Right. Okay. The woman told the police that she was using the restroom at 2 George's restaurant just prior to 8 p.m. Tuesday when a woman reached over from the next stall, grabbed her purse from the back of the toilet. Is
okay.
that where women usually keep their purse?
That's a curious.
No.
Because I would have thought it would be the coat hanger.
They have a little hook where you can put your purse in most stalls.
Okay,
yeah.
Maybe it was that Roethlisberger stall. I didn't think. Maybe it was the
what?
Roethlisberger
no,
stall.
No. Oh, come on.
Roethlisberger. What's wrong with Roethlisberger
No. Stick to the script.
Right.
Okay, so she reached over. They reached over from the back of the toilet and grabbed the purse. The police said the purse contained a cell phone, $500 cash, and a $2,000 check.
Of course.
Checkbook and credit card.
All of that was there. Yeah. I didn't know you walk with that. I don't know.
Is that how much? Is that
I don't
women
think,
carry? Wow.
I don't even believe Miss Obama carried that type of money in her purse, man. I'm just saying.
I don't know. Investigators said a man and a woman were seen fleeing the area on bicycles, and the man was later apprehended and was found to be in possession of the stolen purse. The police did not reveal the suspect name or whether the purse was the one in question.
What? Whoa. They found out that was the purse, but they said they're not going to release it.
They caught him in possession of the
purse.
Stolen purse, right.
Okay.
But they're not saying whether that was the
real
one.
Real quick.
Because he might have said, hey, would you
they
like
stole it from the back of the stall while she was still in there, right?
She was in, right.
So how
in
did
the
they
stall.
Reach? I didn't know
I
they
don't
stalls.
Know.
How do you, you had
I
to reach
know.
Over and
she
didn't
she
know?
She reached over and didn't see it. I don't know.
How you not know somebody's behind you in the stall? I mean, because when I
producer?
Don't, yeah, she's a lady.
We need it. Yeah, we looking for some insight here.
We have rules. Because
this
go to
don't
the
happen
room.
To dudes.
I don't know how you taking my wallet at the urinal. I just don't see that happening.
I don't know what to say about
so,
that.
So real quick, when you in there taking care of your business, because I don't know. When you in there taking care of your business, you put your purse on the hook or, you know.
I
okay,
put it on the
now,
hook.
So, okay, so is it, because, okay, let's.
Because we
for clarification,
to
right? In a guy's stall, there's one hook, and it's usually for your coat, and it's on the door. Now, I could see being weary of putting it on that hook because if someone wanted to reach over the door right there, you could get the purse, and you stuck on the stall.
Yeah, but usually, what it is, the hook. There is a hook on the opposite side of the door,
uh-huh.
so it's facing you inside
right.
the stall. But it's usually low enough to where unless you have Mountain Girl or something coming in to dunk your arm down
okay,
there.
No, because guys, it's not like that. Guys is right up in the corner, like right by the top, because you're gonna, because guys are gonna hang their jacket or coat on it.
Right. So I mean, it's just it's a little.
This
you
is
know,
educational.
It is
more at like eye level. So I mean, you really have
okay.
You
so
know,
you so you would be because if you needed to reach and get anything out of your purse,
the door is high enough to where. Unless someone is really has extremely long arms and stretch arms strong or something, 6'3". Has to reach all the way down in order to do that. That's almost
right.
impossible.
Okay. Well, obviously, you can get it from the back, though.
This is this has been brought to you by Security Toilets.
There you go.
Keeping an eye out for your
on your shit.
There you go.
All right.
I couldn't help it. Sorry.
God,
sorry.
And that's the producer. You know what that calls for?
We here at the Truth Brothers do apologize for the inappropriate comments that were... But damn it. Sorry.
We can't say that.
It's all right.
Okay, I'm allowed one slip up, right?
Yeah, Tim's show, and it all
and the
comes
producer
out.
Cuts loose. I have been trying for years. Squatters.
Wow, everybody's getting creepy. And
oh,
the next story is coming from...
Yeah. Producer can't even let that one ride.
I'm sorry.
Y'all got it better in your bathrooms with your stand-up rules. Luckily, that lady brought her male
penis. And y'all got video games.
But luckily, that lady brought her male penis to work today.
Alrighty, look.
Oh, my bad.
Okay, I'm ready.
She did.
Ready now. Okay, great. You know, glad she had it handy. French Elle, and I'm sure you guys are aware of this, French Elle's article, racist remark regarding remarks sparked a boycott for the magazine.
Okay.
Yeah, for the first time, the Chic has become a plausible option for a community so far pegged on only to its streetwear code, says Natalie DiDolivio in a post-translated from the magazine's website titled Black Fashion Power. And if this sweeping stereotyping and flat-out ignorance weren't already off base, DiDolivio goes on to explain why the so-called Obama renaissance of style is so quote-unquote chic.
Wait a minute. So what they're trying to say is because the Obamas is the Obamas are the first family, their style of fashion is chic, and it's so worlds away from our usual street gutter fashion that it's a breath of fresh air or something?
More or less.
Really? So, I mean, because black people never worn suits before, ever, huh?
No. We wear baggy jeans and white tees that's four sizes too big. You didn't know?
They're just every day.
Yes.
We never, all righty then.
Wow. Well, they go on to say that according to her assessment, it embraces quote-unquote white codes. While still making
what the Obama's wearing is embracing white codes.
Oh.
Because it's a suit.
Right.
Ooh. Okay. Well,
all
that
right.
is. Because we have no fashion sense at all. Not just fashion sense as far as
so
something.
Just because it suits and dresses, it's embracing white codes.
You know what?
Okay. So I guess wearing pants is just everything is.
Yeah. We're wearing leather skirts. And skinny jeans, and these are all the things that we wear. And everything at the end of the day is totally on if it suits or anything casual or anything that's presentable that you can come into any type of meeting with. No. He's wearing our gear. That's what they're saying.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just it's
you know
a
what?
Suit.
At the end of the day,
everybody's been wearing suits for 100 years.
No
it's
doubt.
Not
but,
the end. It's nothing spectacularly different about that. And believe it or not, black people wear suits.
I'm sure. I mean, I know this.
Do you have a suit?
I own about three.
Yeah, I got some suits myself. Wore a suit last night.
There you
what
go.
Do you know? I didn't know it was being chic.
Nah.
Right.
But then again, Well, you will, that's not like you come. Ooh.
Yeah, I guess the president was gonna come with the with the fat gold chain, and he was supposed to have his. And yeah, boy, it's the president.
Yeah,
he was supposed to have that. That's ridiculous.
With a twisted up snapback and skinny jeans. Yeah, that's how he's supposed to dress, so that you can label. See, now you see what he was ever saying. But if he comes in there with a suit, see, now he's copying us. It's no winning. There is no way to win.
No winning.
We might as well get in the helicopter and pull out the rifle. Why not? Dude, I'm just saying it's idiotic to just believe that we don't wear suits. It's idiotic to believe that we don't know how to present ourselves. As far
and
as
it, did,
appealing
it wasn't
to
the until
eye.
The Obamas came into office until we realized that we too can wear suits.
Wow.
And they're sitting there looking like another
news flash for you guys that black people been wearing suits for years.
Yeah, but they got it so right. But the thing is, only time we wear suits is when we're going to court or something like that.
No, that's when we wear our crack jackets.
Of course, that too, right? But it is a headache.
Yeah, it is
a serious headache, man. Like, I can't believe we're still stuck in that type of mind and that mind frame of that we're still considered ignorant.
Right.
We're still considered. It's like when we come out and do something presentable, it's look at that, and they're walking.
It's not even presentable. It's when we just do something.
No, something it, right?
No,
if you do something
I'm just
wrong,
saying.
They blow it up.
Right, but I mean,
but if it's something 818-514-1202.
I mean, there's people who wear suits every day. There's people who dress business every day. It's nothing spectacularly.
I don't know, man.
L Magazine, huh? Well, you know, L Magazine also. They've been known for doing stuff.
Because
you know they had one where they had their models dressed up in blackface. Not too long ago.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then it was another magazine that said some real derogatory stuff about Rihanna.
Yeah.
So you know, this is just wow.
Dude, it goes disrespect. We just talked about that last show. Ahead of the curve, we are.
That's right.
But
that's right.
It's just why I don't want to dwell on our past show, but why are we? It's just, it's cool, though. It's like the norm for us to be disrespected and just say, oh, now take it and go home.
Well, again, at the same time, I think we starting to make a little headway, too, because the Jan Brewer incident with her sticking her face, Ricky Smiley had some scathing comments. Comedian Ricky Smiley had some scathing comments about Jan Brewer, and her phones have been inundated with comments from people, black and white.
But that, you know what's crazy?
That just finds her behavior just deplorable.
No doubt. And I tipped my hat to President Obama, but he just walked
Master's
away from
cool.
that. Yeah, Master's he's the
cool.
coolest guy I know. Like you,
he's the president.
Yeah.
He's your leader.
Yeah, but the thing is, not everybody can keep their cool like that. But hey, man, come on. We ain't got to do that. He's the same guy that got up there a day before, sung Al Green, and then turned right. Hey, lady, you ain't even. Hey. Take care of her, and I'm gonna walk off. Like it's just this, and you know how put it like you know how much gumption that you have to go and point your finger at the president.
At the president.
That could be taken many ways.
She did it in public, and she did it to promote that crappy ass book that she done wrote.
Yeah,
and it was nothing but a publicity stunt.
Of course, and I bet that's on a picture, pointing the finger at you, by me, finger lady. But dude, that is. See, it's awful, man. It's disrespectful. It's awful because at the end
it's
of the day, had a black person point their finger like that, Bush got a shoot through at him.
And that dude
went to jail. And he got locked up.
That dude went to jail.
And 50 people tackled him that night. Get off him. And there he is right there. Get him. But now we point a finger at her and everybody. Hey, man, well, we'll see what happens. Maybe he'll punch it. We don't know. But I thought that's what Hulk hands was for.
Well, he don't have. We suggested Hulk hands. He don't have a. He don't have a.
He still
Hulk
has secret service.
Right, but
and they should have pulled her. They should have taken her from a distance.
I would think so, but no, they knew what the situation was.
I feel you, but
so they
whatever.
You know, no, because if they would have went up and snatched her up, then it because they already. You got people like Rush Limbaugh already trying to say, you know, he's doing gangster government. Michelle Bachman, punk behind, said that crap.
So what?
I'm just telling you.
I feel
just,
you.
That's why he handles things.
But
the way
we know we know their mind frame at the end of the day. It's,
and again, that's why you got to be bigger.
I feel you.
You can't sink down in the mud just because they in the depths. They in the depths.
I feel you because nobody's taking. Or President Obama as a punk. At the end of the day, is hey, look what they did to your boy, tall man with beard, Bin Laden.
Right.
I put him out
right.
their misery. So
I
nobody's taking him like that. But she just, I got these, and you not going.
Yeah, no. She just used it as a publicity stunt. But he bigger than that, and it'll come back and bite her because she's not gonna get reelected. She has turned off so many people in her state, it's ridiculous. So
mm-hmm.
it what goes around comes around. The universe is around for a reason.
I'm hoping because, like I said, that I was found to be totally disrespectful, and I don't want – I'm shocked. But see, if we were as ghetto or whatever you want to call it as we thought, that man's wife would have been like, now where's this chick at? What I'm saying is if they labeled us that
I'm
not saying that they are. I'm saying that if they were like ghetto, like, you know, ghetto people do that, like, oh, this chick want to come at my man, he don't hit her, so I'm gonna go after
get
her
to run for president in-
I understand that. That's why I'm pleading
unless,
my point.
Herman Cain and
I got that. That's
whatever.
Why I'm saying what I'm
saying.
Saying
if
right.
He's not a ghetto. He's not running a gangster government because a gangster government first lady would have did that if
right.
that was the case. That's
right.
What I'm saying.
Oh, okay,
that,
I get you. Right
there, you go.
Right,
hit the ding button. That's
I'm sorry. You're right.
So,
whatever.
There we go. Been waiting for it. Glad you got it.
The light comes on.
Oh wow.
So I'm just saying, and shouts out to my people that called in. I love them though. Thank you. We loving y'all. I hope you're still listening.
That's
True
right.
Brothers Radio.
We're about to go on to hour two, and we're gonna be getting into victimization. We got a little story to tell y'all about somebody named Rayon McIntosh, and a couple of other ones, right? But I mean, the topic is when does being a victim. How do they find it so easy to turn the victim into the bad guy? And it's been happening a lot. I mean, again, think about the little girl that R. Kelly urinated on. Allegedly urinated on.
Yeah,
or got acquitted.
It could have been digital, man.
But there's a whole lot of people who made her out to be the bad guy. Though the superstar platinum artist,
I don't think they made her to be the bad guy.
Oh, I know a couple of people.
Oh, really?
I know a couple of people. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because I haven't heard anybody like I haven't heard anybody that made her look like the bad guy.
Because I know a couple of people.
That was,
and I'll tell you about their arguments, all that. So that's what we're gonna get into in hour two, Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Don't you put it in your mouth. Don't you put it in your mouth. Don't you stop it in your face. Don't stop it in your face. Though it might look good to eat. Though it might look good to eat. And it might look good to taste. And it might look good to taste. You could get sick. Yuck. Real quick. Don't you put it in your mouth, Tell you ask someone you love, that's right, sis. If it's okay to eat, like a muffin or a beet.
of Sonora Beach.
If you don't know just what it is, remember, boys and girls, don't put it in your mouth.
Yeah. Always ask someone you love before you put anything in your mouth.
A message from the Sandusky's Boys Club, horsing around with kids for over 20 years.
Hello, everybody. Recording live from somewhere.
Lord, the Lord, all night Sunday Central. Follow me now, listen. Say hi, take it, you're rolling hip-hop. Say day rolls, if you're rolling hip-hop. Read definition, say you're rolling hip-hop.
Truth Brothers, Truth Brothers Radio. Welcome to the second hour of Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers.
Number to give us a call is 818, not the number, but to email us up at wewanttruth@att.net. And of course, Truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
And we're currently standing by on Facebook and Twitter.
Of course.
All right. Comments.
That's right. And this is our 10th episode.
Of course.
We have made it 10 shows in.
I am.
And there's a little tension out there, huh?
Yeah, it's a little bit of tension. Hey, man, I'm happy for everybody who's listening.
Well, you know, it's to be expected. So, hey, we can roll with the punches.
We are getting on the map. That just means they are noticing us, and I'm glad for it.
Conscious, controversial radio, baby. I love it. That's what we do. It's hit a spark in opinion, regardless on what opinion it may be.
You might roll.
You might not roll. So call in and tell us your side, 818-514-1202.
That's right. That's right. And we're going to get into our second hour topic, and we're going to start off by telling you a story. This story was also put up on our Facebook page.
That's facebook.com/truthbros.
All right. And it's a story of Rayon McIntosh. Now, this is how we just happened to come across this story. We was sitting around, messing around on YouTube one day, and we come across one of these stories about a dude that worked at McDonald's beats up customers.
Mm-hmm.
And we like, oh man, this should be good for a laugh. What the hell happened here? But what we saw wasn't funny at all.
No, not at all. I mean, it wasn't funny. It turned out to be we found out later that it was technically considered injustice.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion, I think in the three of us opinion, it turned out to be very. We'll just say wrong.
Yeah.
The decision at the time.
What happened was Mr. McIntosh is working the counter at McDonald's, and he's being verbally assaulted by two female patrons of the restaurant. And this all started because they gave him a 50, and he had the gumption to swipe it with one of those markers that detect
nice
whether or not the thing is counterfeit.
Yeah,
right.
Right.
So they got upset that he scanned. That he scanned the 50 to find out whether or not it was counterfeit, which is standard procedure at
anything
any
over $20.
Right.
Even a 20, they're going to scan it.
Exactly. So then they started berating him, calling him a punk, this, that, and the other.
They're going to cut him. And
then one of them slaps him.
Spits in his face first.
Spits in his face first, then slaps him.
Now.
So when he grabs her arm and gets him and knocks her back, they jumped the counter and proceeded to go after him.
Mm-hmm.
And my man promptly went to the back of the restaurant and came back with a metal rod and proceeded to beat the hell out of them.
Now, the thing about this is what we must remember is Rayon at this point had just served 11, found out it was 11 years in prison. He had only been out 8 months, and he's trying to get his life together, and he got a job at McDonald's, which in this economy, I guess, was good. And consider
and
he's a convicted felon.
And he's trying to
he's
hold,
trying
his,
to
family
hold his family
down.
Together. He gets a job at McDonald's. And it's not like Rayon instigated the situation. Once he got slapped, he went away. And then the one lady hopped the counter to come behind him. Another one went through the side, I guess the side, and hopped the
right.
other side or whatever.
Right.
And they both charged this man who was working, doing nothing but doing his job.
That's right.
And then when he, as Big Brother said, he grabbed the pole or the meat tenderizer and came back and
began to tenderize the meat.
And yeah, he came back. And now, if you saw the video on the Truth Brothers page, he laid into them.
Yeah, he whooped them pretty bad.
He laid into them. But his life was threatened, technically, because when they hopped the counter.
No, technically it was.
When his life was threatened, he did not know what these women could have done or had on them, so he defended himself with how he knows. It's no way you spent 10 years in prison and you don't know how to defend yourself. Regardless on how
you survive prison. You don't just do it. You survive a bid.
Yeah.
So he did his bid, and the fact that he's an ex-con or a felon has absolutely nothing to do with this.
Exactly.
This
the man was
at work.
Mm-hmm.
The man was doing his job, and he was accosted by two customers. Now, if he did the same thing, if two dudes jumped the counter. And the same result happened. McDonald's would have been giving him a medal. He would have been a hero.
Yeah.
But instead, they fire him, and then he gets arrested. And the state tried to charge him with assault.
Exactly. And the girls at that time, was only charged with criminal trespass. That's it. They were not charged with anything else but criminal trespass. And anybody, I looked it up. They didn't even serve. They gave him like a small community service, and they didn't even have to do that. So the two girls actually just got away scot-free. Now, ladies, I just want to real quick. Do you believe? I don't know if you've seen the video or not, but if you did he use necessary force, or do you feel like he went overboard? The reason I'm saying this is because I want somebody to call in and say. Yo, he went overboard, or yo, he did this right, or whatever the case may be. I want somebody who actually saw the video or whatever and just to call in and say, look, this is how I feel about this.
I got you. And you know, to me, there's no such thing as how much force you measure out when you feel that you're being attacked and your life is in danger.
No doubt.
To flip into that mode, you flip into that mode. I'm going to protect my life, just like the last story that we just done with the kid breaking into the police officer's house.
Mm-hmm.
The police officer whipped that kid up. I have no problem. You had no business breaking into the man's
house. True, indeed. You're absolutely
threatening his family.
You're absolutely right, because you go into a man's house, and the first thing he wants to do is protect his family, and he's going to do that by any means. If I have to put you on your back and make sure you never get up again, that's what's going to happen if I have to protect my family. If I got to,
right.
it's either me or you, in that sense, and it's not going to be me.
No, you're absolutely right.
And it's I don't want to get off this real quick, but it's amazing that you said that, because a Brooklyn dad is facing jail for shooting an intruder in his house.
Wow. Okay.
Basically, he saw an intruder enter his son. The intruder broke into the man's house and entered his son's room.
Mm-hmm.
Started rummaging through things. The man went, grabbed his 9mm, asked him, "Yo, what the are you doing in my house?" Told the dude didn't answer. The man who had the gun told his girlfriend, "Hey, call the police." Mm-hmm. This is all before he fired one shot.
Right.
Told the man, call the police. The lady say, "I heard a tussle," and next thing she heard was two shots. Bam, bam, deuce, and she seen a dude falling down the stairs. Now, they want to charge the man for possession of unmarked gun.
Right.
They charged him with an illegal handgun, and He was supposed to go to jail. They wound up at the end of the day only giving him 3 days to be in jail, because he had to take a lesser charge to get the 3 days and move.
Right.
To me, 3 days too much.
He didn't get charged because he shot the guy. He got charged because he had an illegal weapon.
Yeah, but.
Again, illegal weapons are flooding our streets every day, and there's people who are getting shot with again, you got to have a
handgun.
Illegal
handgun.
Got to
be registered. I got you.
Again, so he got it off the streets, which, you know, I guess he did what he felt he had to do. But at the same time, I mean, get a weapon, get it registered, get you a permit, cover yourself. Because if you have to protect your family, you
got
to make sure you're covered.
I agree with you.
I mean, if he had it, if the gun was on the up and up, nothing would have happened. That's why they worked it down to 3 days, because they empathized with what he had to do.
Right.
So,
I feel you. It's just, I don't know.
But in the case of Rayon here, they seen, felon, mm-hmm. bad guy. And they started painting him as the bad guy. You can see, now here's what killed me. When you watch the YouTube video, you can see them, you see the female jump the counter. You see the other one go to the other end.
Mm-hmm.
And you see them about to come at him. And then when you see him come back, they break back. He wop, wop, wop. But then this white lady, I shouldn't even mention whether or not she was black or white. This lady sees it. She didn't say nothing when they jumped the counter.
No.
She didn't see nothing when they slapped him. But the minute he got the wop, 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 she's screaming, stop it, stop it.
Call the police. Yeah.
All of a sudden, she should have been like, why would y'all do something that stupid jumping the counter?
True. And the thing about it is, why I would have just sat there like, hey, you know what? That's you get for good.
There's
a reason that we're on this side of the counter.
There's a reason why you laying there holding your head.
Yeah. But no, but then again, it's that whole, he's a man. I think it could have been he's a man. He should have said that. It was nothing but a slap and a spit in the face. Why didn't he take that?
And he did take that.
I know.
He went to the back to walk it off. Again, I got a problem with McDonald's.
True.
Where was the manager?
Yeah.
The minute you got two customers getting into it this deep with one of your employees, why didn't you step in there and say, okay, hey, man, go to the back. I got this. I'll take care of this. Look.
Absolutely.
Here's your 50. Take your 50 and go to Burger King.
Exactly. Exactly.
Simple as that.
I totally agree with you. But
you don't let your employee get accosted like that, and you just standing there not doing anything.
It turns out that they had also filed a complaint to the man, a lady. She's the owner of that McDonald's or whatever.
Yeah.
He filed a complaint against them saying that they had security issues in that restaurant before, and nothing was done.
Yeah,
about
I was going to wait to the end to get
that. Oh, I'm sorry.
No,
my
no,
bad.
It's cool. Right, that's what he did. He said a lot of the employees of that particular restaurant had been complaining about security. They wanted security in there because this is a high traffic area, and you've got a high cross reference of people. You got because I think it's like close to a downtown area or whatever.
In New York,
so you got business people. At the same time, you got party goers. You got homeless. You got a big cross section of people where there could be conflict, not just with the workers, but between customers.
Right.
I mean, if you go on YouTube, you can put in McDonald's fight or put in restaurant fight and watch what pops up.
Yeah.
People in those type of restaurants butt heads all the time.
Yeah, no doubt. It happens. It's not just that. It's a whole thing with it. I mean, I don't want to just single out McDonald's or nothing, but it's a lot of restaurants that just is fast food restaurants because people get attitudes just because.
Yep.
And I mean, so a lot of things you have a reason to be, but a lot of times it's just, yo, I want to be ignorant.
Yep. And at the same time, you said that the two females in this case were known for starting crap with people.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was said that they were on the same team.
Lesbians.
Yeah,
you could say that.
Okay, they were two lesbians, but they were known for like trying to pick fights and
punk
and
guys.
Yeah, and I seen the picture of one of them, and she thinks she a dude.
I can believe that.
She thinks she.
I believe
you
that.
Can see it in her. She
and
thinks she a
if
dude.
If that's the case, she got a man size whooping.
There you go.
I'm sorry.
Super
size. She got that.
She sure did get super size.
She got the Big Mac. Hold the pain.
Right.
Let me get the Big Mac. Hold the pain.
Cool.
Oh, wow.
Yep. You know what? Let's go into a break, and then we'll be back with this topic. 818-514-1202. We want to hear how you feel out there about this case and anything else. Truth Brothers Radio.
It's been a long time.
Truth Brothers Radio.
body been this long awaited since Jesus. Who wouldn't believe it? I heard the word on the street is I'm still one of the deepest on the mic since Adidas. They said I changed the times from the rhymes that I thought of. So I made some order, put the new world in order with mathematics. Put your status above the average and help you rappers make paragraphs with graphics. Cause new days is dawning, new ways of performing.
Hey, Truth Brother listeners, this is Candace, producer of Truth Brothers Radio, here to thank all of our fans for the love and support for the show. Please continue to show your love by telling three friends about the show and asking them to check us out on blogtalkradio.com/Truth Brothers. That's TRUFBROS, live on Saturdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're also on Facebook and Twitter, and all episodes are available for free download on iTunes. Feel free to drop your comments on Facebook and Twitter and write your reviews on iTunes. Help us reach our goal to becoming the number one internet radio show on blogtalkradio.com, and we'll keep telling our truth straight with no chaser. Peace.
Truth Brothers Radio.
I don't even know what that means.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
No, it's not. It
gets the people going.
True Brothers Radio. And we're back. We're back.
Getting out of here.
Candace and Apollo.
She just went, get
out of here.
Man, Candace is taking over, dog.
Yeah.
She got the sexiest True Brother commercial I've ever heard.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Dude. Man,
yeah, we've been getting comments about that. Yeah,
yeah,
dude, we have.
You done got a lot of dudes kicked out the house with SpongeBob book bags on. You know what? You want Candace so bad, chase her. And she put the trailer on the back of the truck and kept moving. Oh, baby, my bad. Put my pants up. Listen to the truth, brother.
Right.
That is awful.
But then straight with no chaser.
Now please pull your pants up, boy.
Okay, move along.
Oh, yes, sir.
Pretty please.
Yes, sir.
Your wife's looking. Okay, all right.
You don't love that.
I'm saying, all right, we're back.
We're back
with victims.
That's right.
Candace has caused a lot of victims.
That's right. Now, again, the number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. Yeah, so like, yeah.
It's hard to get. Oh, I mean, you know, it's.
All right, we got to get back in our mode, man. It's part of, I know, your defense attorney or your prosecuting attorney. That's part of their strategy to try to take somebody and you don't want them looking like a victim. You want to try to make them into the bad guy. But sometimes we do this stuff to ourselves. Like I was telling you about the girl and the R. Kelly video.
Right.
Well, I mean, I was at a barbecue one time, man, and we sitting around a table and we get on this topic. And two females got to saying, you know, hey, first off, she 13 years old. She know what she doing.
She went out of her way to get peed on.
Again, the Boondocks thing, when Raleigh's whole premise was, hey, she's 13 years old. She know what she's doing. She saw P, she stayed.
Yep.
I see P, I run. Right.
Yeah, I got you. It's funny you mentioned that because I knew a couple people who said the same thing. But it's crazy how I presented that to this person. I said, hey, but if that was your daughter,
exactly.
How would you feel?
Exactly. And this is a grown man who seduces a child. He's an international superstar. yeah, he seduced her into seeing peeing staying.
You know what? It'd be nice. Nah, let's not get into that.
Yeah.
But yeah,
no.
Because that apology's right there, and we don't need that. But the thing is, man, it's crazy how we pass judgment like that, but the minute it hits you, you want to flip it a little bit, but you can't really flip it
until
like
it's, until it's your kid.
Right.
Right. When it's your kid, then all of a sudden, this is so wrong.
But, right.
I mean, everybody saw the video. This child, it disgusted me, man. And,
yeah.
and
yeah.
I see the kid, and I saw my daughter, and
yeah.
then I got mad.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I feel you.
I totally.
I see Rayon doing his job and was doing it well. He saw the 50. I got to scan it. Sorry, ladies. Why would you get mad because he had to scan the 50?
Counterfeit.
Okay.
Monopoly money.
Okay, you had just got it off the HP printer and said, let's go to McDonald's.
Yep, you hungry?
Right.
Yep, I'm loving it. But the thing about that is, it's funny to me because not only are you if Rayon, put it like this, Rayon got a strike against him already. If Rayon does not scan that 50, or whatever the case may be, Rayon, trouble again. So he had to do his job.
And he still couldn't win because McDonald's, the manager, and all them turned right on him. Oh,
yeah.
You a felon. Trouble again.
Yeah.
How dare you beat our customers?
And that's
on the wrong side of the counter.
Sure, they hopped over. Maybe we were taking too long with their fries.
Right.
That's the problem with
right.
us. We need to speed up service. Come on, man.
That's why we docking your pay.
Yep. You already getting pennies. Now you owe us. How is that?
Do you want this, Rayon? Oh, also, he's got a lawsuit against them.
Oh, yes. I think it was a civil suit.
Right.
Yeah, he has it. I'm hoping he wins.
I hope he wins big.
And I hope he gets more than the $465 that our previous brother got. I want him to, at the end of the day, say, hey, you know what? I think I'll own this McDonald's if that's okay
right.
with you.
Right. That's a great way for a fella not to have to worry about finding work.
Again, yeah, that's a good way to say, hey, I'm just maintaining. I'm staying above water.
Exactly.
But, yeah, because we know McDonald's will never go bankrupt. We love Big Macs too much. But
you know, it's just, I mean, it's a shame the way they reacted to this because, like I said, again, any customer crossing the counter is a boundary line.
Exactly.
The counter is the neutral zone where this transaction takes place, where I get your money and you get your food.
And the minute you cross that, I consider you a criminal.
That's right.
You hop on my side of it, you're a criminal.
That's
you
right.
could be robbing me or whatever the case may be. The second your feet touch my counter, you're going over there in a deep
That's
fry.
Right. I mean, when you say that, I mean,
yeah.
if you look at the video, when you see him going back and they going back after him, heck, the confrontation took part right by the grease fryer. So what if he didn't grab the pole? What if they caught him and got the beating on him and he slips and then they pour grease on him?
But then again,
it's still his fault.
That's what he has to know. That's what he has to do in order for it to be justified.
It's
he has
right.
to get beat and hot. All right, let's see. Is there enough? Yeah, there's just enough of skin boiling on him to make him the victim. All right, you win. Sure, you have half a face now, but you win,
right.
Harvey.
Right. Okay. We might can get you in that next Freddy Krueger movie.
Huh? Would you like Ooh. That? We'll change your name to Rayon. That's cool. Change it to half it.
Yeah.
That is,
it's,
dude.
Yeah, it's terrible.
And
it's not just
Rayon's situation. It's
no.
a lot of situations where the victim becomes
the bad guy.
The bad guy.
Right.
Like,
right.
You get the lady. I read a story. This lady killed the guy who was raping her. She killed him and she goes to jail. That's it's all of these
wow.
stories. Yeah, she killed
really?
Pull it up. Exact story. This lady was coming home from work. She worked the night. She worked as a security guard.
Mm-hmm.
She's been telling her company that normally security guards, if you get off late, they have a male security. If you're a lady, they have a male security guard walk you to your car
right.
or something like that.
Right.
This time she, you know, I got it, whatever, blah, 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 blah. She gets raped. And, you know, she winds up, she's security guard. She got a hand pistol on him. She pop, pow, bam, he's down. The thing is, they're not going to let her sue the company because she didn't allow the male security guard to walk with her to her car. And because she killed the guy around the car. And I'm like,
wait a minute, who won't let them sue her?
She can't sue. She can't. The
who
company
said they can't. The company
whoever,
say that. That's the company.
No.
The company offered
the
security for her.
They offered, so now she can't
car,
sue.
And she refused.
She refused the guy going to, hey, you know, let me walk you to. No, I got
a,
it. Whatever.
A good deal work around that.
I don't. Hey,
no. A good
I'm sure
work
he will,
that.
But I'm sure at the end of the day she's going to get something. But if she does, it's going to be something. But it probably won't be because she refused. They're going to say, this is our way out. She refused
you
to be
you
able
don't
to be
know,
protected.
But that's the company's line.
They have
know,
to have something
you
in
don't
writing.
Know what, you don't know what the situation was. They could have said, yeah, we're going to have someone walk you out, but right now we're in the middle of doing this inventory. If you can wait an hour and a half, we'll have someone walk you out. And she's like, no, I got to get home to my kids now. You don't know what the...
I'm sure.
Just, you're just hearing the... Right. You're hearing the company side and the company.
No, I heard.
Always,
yeah, I
right,
got you.
You know, they're going to always come out with a cover story. Just like McDonald's. McDonald's said, hey, we didn't even know he was a felon. Oh, my God.
They did?
Yeah, I read
one
where
they was
a felon
when he hired him.
Maybe they say he didn't check the box, or maybe that was just to cover, to try to cover their behind.
Whatever, that's a lie.
All right.
That's a lie. You don't know if a guy's a felon or not. You do the background checks, and your background check, regardless on if you cover the box or not, they're going to say, he did a bid up at Rutgers.
Rutgers,
whatever. I haven't been to jail. Rutgers. Nah, I haven't been to jail, so all I know is Alcatraz.
I heard all I know is 26
in California.
Right.
That's all I know. Them the only two jails I know of, and I haven't been to
either one. There you go.
Unless I had to pick somebody up from 26 in California.
You can't find a parking spot at that.
Right. There you go. I've only visited somebody in jail one time.
Really?
Yep.
That was it.
That was it. One time I had a family member in jail, and I was gonna go see her, but she got moved before I. By the time I got there, they had moved her to another place and didn't know it, you know. But besides that, I only visited one person in jail. Yeah, I try not to. I don't like that place.
I've never actually been inside of one. I've always said outside and say, hey man, look. I'll be waiting here.
Good luck.
When you get out there, get in the car, and we driving right off. Because trust me, I'm not going far with you because, yeah, man, I'm fresh out. Click, click. Now, we going to get this bank. I don't know. I don't want to be involved. At that point,
right.
You can take my car because it's not where I'll walk home.
Right.
Got my SpongeBob book bag and all. I'm ready. But, no, actually, man, I feel, is our system so messed up to the point where we don't understand who's because I feel you because I was going to say the Supreme Court
the grand jury in Rayon's case heard the facts and they chose not to indict him, which was great. And this happened last month, so brother didn't go to jail, brother didn't get anything.
That's worth an applause.
Yeah, I got to pull them up. Yeah.
Do that. That's worth an applause because.
You're absolutely right.
It's not like he just got caught up.
He made a mistake when he was a teenager.
Exactly.
He made a mistake as a teenager, and
he's paid for it,
and he's still paying for it, and he's trying to live a right life. And you know what? I hope when he get McDonald's in court.
That's
what I'm hoping.
Great. Now just don't go make it rain with that money.
That's right. That's right.
But no, I honestly feel that, and I just don't get why that even had to be discussed though. It shouldn't even.
But that's part of the
judicial system.
That's part of the process. Again, maybe the police didn't see it as clear cut because I mean, look, guys. Again, when we talked about the masculinity episode, we were talking about how guys, you know, we got this code. Hey, you know, there's really not too many circumstances where you feel like you should have to put your hands on a woman. And, you know, maybe the two officers just seeing them laying there, owie oochie, and just said, hey, man, did you really have to use the pole?
Because
really?
he did fracture one of the girl's skull.
Yeah, well, she deserved it. And I think
there it is.
Because I don't think her brain worked too right to begin with.
Well,
so,
you know, like you all said before, the moment you decide to hop over that counter, you took matters in your own hands.
No doubt.
Right.
And that means
and
you get
opened
what you
yourself
get.
Up
you know
to anything that was going to happen to you.
You
did. And
did
happen to you. And that's what you get.
She's absolutely right.
Luckily, he didn't bash your brain in.
Right.
Luckily,
she would have had to have a brain to get bashed in.
Well, there it is. You know, but it could have been way more severe. He could have killed them.
He could have.
He could have just totally went ham and killed them. But, you know, they were able, you know, a couple of his co-workers separated them. Correct?
No.
Try to.
One of them was, one of the dudes, if you look at the thing, one of the, real quick before we take this real quick break, bro, one of the guys was trying to pull the thing, but he pulled like, come on, Rayon, but he was too busy laughing, like, oh, he hit her again.
Well, I seen it, he tried to grab it, and dude was in that mold.
Yeah, so he didn't want to, yeah.
He didn't want to catch one.
But no, he saw the girl, if you look at it, he saw the girl catch one more to the head and was like, ooh, hey, Rayon. Yeah. So,
you giving her a headache.
That's used for squashing a quarter pound of meat, man. What are you doing? And yeah, that's what went down. So, but we gotta
right.
We gotta take this quick break, man. We'll be right back with more Truth Brothers Radio.
I'd like to make a request.
What you want here, baby?
Truth Brothers Radio.
Like the locks on the bend. After the after party, we'll be getting it in. Pause for a drink, then we cutting again. I'll be your baby.
Truth Brothers Radio.
If you join the Army, you'll get an education unlike any other. Every single day, people will try and kill you. That'll teach you lessons you'll never learn in school. Improvised explosive devices, snipers, suicide bombers. That's why there's never been a better time to enlist. In the Navy. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
While them poor grunts are eating sand in the 130-degree heat, we're catching cool breezes on the big ships, learning mad skills, and getting some. That's right. Navy's co-ed, baby. Our lady sailors bathe every day in co-ed showers. I ain't lying. Hell, out here with the big guns, we can practically guarantee you won't die unless you party too hard. Call your Navy recruiter today. We'll pay for college, and it won't cost you an arm and a leg. Navy. Because joining the Army's just stupid.
You have to stop getting
us. Lucifer, on up the morning. I'm going to take you out of earth. Lucifer, on up the morning.
Two Brothers Radio.
Murder capital. We'll be murder for capital.
Lucifer, on up the morning. I'm going to take you out of earth.
You did it again. You're a genius.
Truth Brothers, Truth Brothers Radio, and we're back. That's a
paternal song.
That's
me down there for Lucifer.
There you go.
Yep.
All right.
Now hold him down. Hold him.
Hold him.
Get a rope. Yeah.
Time for me to burn that turno.
Yep.
I'm going in there. That's.
Don't worry. Jerry be joining you soon.
How's your wife? I miss my wife. Don't worry. We coming for her.
They all going to be down here soon. Pineapples for everybody.
Pineapples?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You remember Lil Nicky?
Yeah.
Remember that? The movie Lil Nicky?
No.
With Adam Sandler.
With Adam Sandler was the son of the devil, and the devil said that every day at a certain time, the worst of them gets a special punishment where he shoves a pineapple in their behind.
Oh.
It's like, okay, it's Hitler's turn. Bring him out.
speaking of Hitler, man, we gotta jump into our last sponsor, man. You know, we still got Jordan
That's
brand
right.
Jordans.
That's right.
You can get them at all rollback stores. They're on sale now, 30% off as usual. They might go up next week. We're gonna keep up with them. But now you can get you a brand new pair of Jordan brand Jordans for only $900. That's right.
What a bargain.
I know, man. Jordan brand Jordans. Because if they was your kids, they'd understand. But
right.
That's just saying.
And
but,
again, right. This portion of True Brothers is also brought to you by John Download's new book, I Walk With Jesus, because he doesn't have a car. Now at all bookstores and rollback stores.
Of course, man. Everybody loves the rollbacks.
There you go.
Yeah, you been there yet?
Yeah.
You been to the rollback?
Yeah. Got some cords. That's right.
Oh, okay, cool.
Get your iPods there. Straight from .com. That's right.
Where Ice Mike got caught stealing the iPod.
Oh, yeah. Remember when we did the materialism episode? See, we tune in. We can refer back to all these shows now.
Yeah, this would be great.
But when we did the materialism issue, it had came out that they had this big they was gonna have this big unveiling of the iPad, and they needed to make some last minute changes. Do you know that the managers of Botcon went and woke up the workers that were asleep in the barracks part of the plant, woke them up and drug them out on the line and made them get to work.
All right.
There you go.
You can clearly see we need more product. All right. How many hours you had? I only had 5 minutes. That's enough.
Get back out there. That's right.
And no, we're not rotating the line. I don't care if four of your fingers are gone.
Right.
That is wrong. Right. Ooh, that's wrong.
So, yeah, getting back on this, man. Yeah, the whole thing about the way they paint these people, man. And again, I'm happy that the grand jury didn't indict this brother, that they was able to see through the crap. And they turned around and they're going to charge the two women they're loading up more charges.
Hey.
But again, I don't understand. Why didn't McDonald's see? You had someone jump your counter.
But you know what?
You had someone jump your counter.
You know what?
I'm not defending them. The manager?
Yeah. Oh, no.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm not defending him. I'm saying, where was McDonald's?
No, the reason I said what I said was because at that point in time, the only thing they saw was big guy, pole, girls on ground.
Correct.
Right.
That's all they saw.
Okay.
They didn't see, whoa, why are they over here? They just, ooh, another shot to the brain. He is making them switch sides again.
He's making McNuggets.
When did McDonald's start serving fruit punch out the head? Dude, I was like, because I saw it. I was
the first time you see it, you like, oh, wait a minute, that was. And then once you start putting a little reason to it, like you don't jump the counter.
You don't jump the counter.
Spit on people.
Oh yeah,
that is the nastiest thing you can do to someone.
That's the sign of disrespect, dog. Like I'd rather you punch me than slap me. I'm sorry, that's just the thing. I'd rather you punch me than slap me, but I'm just saying.
Right. Well, men don't slap men.
Okay. There you go. That's what I'm saying. Unless
you're in a duel or something.
Yeah, but that's French. Right. We not rolling.
Rick James.
Way. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that was weeks ago.
Yeah. What did the five fingers say to the face?
Come here, Charlie. I got a new one. All right, man. Enough subject. But if you spit on me, I would tend to black out too. I would tend to just my brain will pop and then I would
bust.
Yeah, my exactly. I would lose all functional brain material and just go straight for what's the closest Big Mac don't hurt. But this pole wheel, he probably snatched that off the door.
Yeah, he went to the back.
When
I worked at a couple of McDonald's. I can't recall where the poles were.
That was off the door.
Obviously, he knew what. Yeah, probably the security one, right? I don't know. Yeah, whatever.
Either way, or he broke that. He came out, man.
He looked like Darth Maul with that thing. He was flipping it around and.
Yeah, he hit her with a little bit of that Jean-Claude in the beginning. Like, yep, bring it. Remember when Neo wrapped it around his back and put his finger, bring it on. He came right. Ping, ping, pop, pop, pop. And they
swim. And they fell. And then one tried to get up. And, nope, you stay down, I say.
And see, I think she thought about it.
Better off down here.
Remember in Hangover 2 when dude kept hitting them every time they talked?
Right.
That's what it was. I bet if I stay down, he won't hit me again.
Wrong.
Yep. Well, he looked at the other girl in the eye and said, well, I guess this is it.
Right.
I guess this is it. We have learned to not take to the...
Right, because I don't mean to be bogus, but, I mean, one looked like a dude, and then one was cute. And the cute one, this is another fine mess you done got me into.
This is another fine mess. This is what gets... You want to go to the movies and start punking guys. Remember when Trevor hit you in the throat at the movies?
Yep.
Because you said, excuse me, little dude. And next thing you know, you on the ground, and he hit me too. So this is what happened. Hey, I am not mad with the punch to the throat, man. I'm not mad. Hey, real quick, man. Just curious. Let me ask Candace. All right. Let's just say a guy comes around or whatever, and you see him.
Here you go. Let me load up this. Yep. Cause
get
see
ready.
Coming. Yep.
Well, I'm not.
Go ahead. I'm with
you. Why are we pointing the flag at me, man? I didn't do nothing yet. Now, back to my question. A guy, you see a guy, you at your job, you see a guy, you don't know why, but he just walks in and bam, steal this lady at your job. That's not
that
funny.
That actually almost happened the other day.
Oh, well, that's why it's funny.
Well, there you go.
Well, I'm always down for a violent domestic violence story. Let's hear it. Let me get comfortable.
No, I'm not going to put him on blast, but go ahead and finish what.
Oh, well,
your
there
question.
You go. But let's just say that happened. Guy comes in, boom, she goes, oh, no, Jesus, catch me. And then, he stands over and says, and you won't take my son again, and walks right out. What would you do? I'm curious, though.
No, I didn't know. I'm
just saying, like, it's just random. A random thought.
Yeah.
And you at work. You watch.
You're at work, and you see this.
I'm inside of my building, and it happens on the inside of my building.
Yeah, you mm-hmm. Dude comes in. Hey, everybody, how y'all doing? You know, real cool dude. Y'all know, but hey, how y'all doing? Is my wife here? Or, yeah, she's in the back. Oh, hey, how you doing? Bam! And you won't take my son again, and walks right out. I'm just curious.
Wow, you got to think about it. I would think you would get on the phone and call the police and call an ambulance. I mean, for me,
well,
I'm working and he, boom.
Well, let me finish.
I got to clock him.
Really?
Let me finish my thought bubble.
Yeah, let us storm the brain.
I was still, you know, because, oh, wow. Well, of course, you have to call the police. I mean, that.
I don't know.
I know the given situations of what you need to do, but, you know, would I turn a blind eye? Depending on, you know, how bad
now,
she messed up. I mean,
you but, don't know. You just at work.
You just see her, and
you
next thing you know,
you at the sweetmeat factory working.
1 minute, she's sitting up looking very pretty. She falls down. She gets up. She looks like Macy Gray. Which one do you do?
Wow.
I'm just saying. Sometimes I cry when I saw she comes up like that. I'm just saying.
Well.
I'm just, hey, you know, True Brothers Radio. Let's put the truth out there because I'm going to let her talk. Then I got
okay.
Real quick.
Right, I got you.
It's one of those situations where, you know, I'm obligated, you know, to help the victim.
Okay.
I'm obligated. You know, so I would have to call the police.
The victim in this case being Macy Gray.
The one who got punched. But then on the other hand, I might slowly walk past, brother, you need to hurry and get out of here. Go, run.
Okay.
Now, this would have to be someone I know. And if he's been going through that type of situation.
But what
you
if you,
when
you,
get
don't
to something,
you don't know what the situation is?
You just know he walked
just
in.
At work.
If he walked in and like, but the scenario you gave is you better not take my son.
That's
again,
what he
did.
Yeah,
that's what he
did. Right,
said
but
anyway.
That's
you
what
don't
I'm saying.
Know what the
given
situation
that,
is.
That's
I mean,
all
like
you
that.
Know is
he could have took him to daycare,
or she could have. He could have had custody, and she could have came, swiped him, and never brought
that's
him back.
That's more or less what I
maybe,
thought you meant.
Yeah, but
no,
again,
that's actually what I thought he meant. And when he said it in that context, that's what I had in my head. You know, so.
Yeah.
That's the reason why I said what I said.
I got
right.
You.
But if I totally didn't know the situation, and this is an employee of mine who I don't really know, you know, he's always quiet and, you know.
He don't work there.
Oh,
he
works
no, he
there.
Doesn't work there. The
he
lady
shows
he
up.
He works
he just
job.
Shows up and say, hey, da-da-da-bing, she falls, catch me Jesus. She gets up, Macy Gray's in the building.
Oh, well, yeah, I'm obligated to help her and, yeah, I will probably get as much information on him as possible, you know, to help the situation.
Bro.
That's
hey,
all
you
really can do.
Yeah, okay. I'm work. We on the line at the sweetmeat factory.
We making iPhones.
We making iPhones, right. And I got the twitch in my hand.
What is with the sweetmeat factory?
You
remember,
you remember
the girl who got fired from a job?
Because
she
had to.
Yeah, she put the lady penis in her pants and went to work.
Oh.
And she was swinging it. Hey, fellas. Just
right.
Thought I'd join you in the bathroom.
Exactly. We can in.
So this what it feel
can,
like?
We can reach yeah. back and, you know.
Gotcha.
But,
down
no.
Down.
So I see that, right? And I'm working the line, and dude don't work there. He comes on, he's trespassing number one.
Okay.
And he, bibbit, boom, Macy Gray in the building. then I gotta knock him out.
But
only because
you don't
only
know.
Because I don't know. I don't know what they.
But you're just going because
he trespassed.
She's a lady.
He trespassed in the building.
But
he jumped the counter.
But,
okay, he jumped the counter.
Ah,
he trespassed in the building. He doesn't work here. He could pull out two nines and start capping everybody in the building. He doesn't work there. You got to subdue him.
But what
you
do you
subdue?
Do you subdue
no,
Rayon?
No, you don't.
You don't have to. Here's
you
my
don't.
Thing.
Rayon is.
But
the
I'm
chick.
Just. Let's just.
No,
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 no.
You don't subdue
let's
him.
Say, let's just.
You
say,
don't. You don't attempt to subdue him. He may hurt you.
Let's just.
You don't
say,
know
won't
he
hurt
has a,
me.
Let's
you
just
don't
say,
know he has a weapon or not.
Right.
Okay.
You let the police
see,
handle
you
it.
Go now. He won't hurt me.
Because if the not. Let's face it. If the woman doesn't press charges on it, you know, or if she
doesn't
give up any information, you stay out of it.
No, but it doesn't matter.
You just
contact
to get a
plant where she works is gonna press charges.
True.
It don't matter what she gonna do.
Then that's fine. So then you don't have to worry about subduing him.
The reason I say what I say is because you, like I said, you don't know the situation. You don't know dude. Let's just say you walking into Rayon's spot, right? You didn't come in until you see him. All you see is him smashing heads.
Right.
You say, "Hey, somebody get dude from smashing head."
Well, that's what the lady screamed. Hey, stop.
But
the lady was there the whole time.
I'm saying if you walk in, do you say, "Hey,
I
what
walk
is going
in
on?
And been like, ooh, dang, you know what? The Wendy's is down the street. Let's go get some Wendy's."
So you leave from that.
I don't know what's going on here. It's people there. I don't, hey.
But
I'm
you
going,
don't subdue.
I'm working next to Susie on the line at the sweetmeat factory. That's different. I'm working there. If I worked with Rayon, I would have, okay, they're done. They're done. Those burgers are done. I would have got, if I worked with Rayon, I would have gotten in there and, hey, man, I work with him. I know the
but
dude.
But you don't know if Rayon had snapped. And Rayon could have snapped and swung
whole,
at you.
Well, he could have, but Marine,
and,
I'm going.
Oh,
I'm
boy,
just
here
saying,
we go.
I'm just saying.
We Kimbo now.
No, we're not.
Okay.
No, we're not. Because
I'm saying,
you
don't know if dude, after he
but
hit
I don't
a girl.
Want, but at the same time, if I work with, I don't want him killing them either. Because if he would have killed them,
no doubt.
The grand jury, the whole thing would have turned out different.
Okay.
If he would have killed them two.
But one of them's mentally challenged now.
But she was mentally challenged when she jumped the counter.
Nah, she probably was just bad when she jumped.
Whatever.
Now she peed
whatever.
Bad.
Whatever.
818-514-1202.
There you go.
So I'm curious, man. I'm just,
I got you. I'm,
me
just,
myself,
I'm just saying. Well, okay, what do you do?
Me, myself, I have to see what the situation is. Because I don't know what's going on in their life. Maybe she could have been abusing him all this time or
whatever. But the point is you can't go into a place of work, especially a place you don't work, and do that.
You're right.
You're going to jail.
You're right.
If you was, don't ever take my kids again, she won't have to because you've just given them up by doing that.
No doubt.
You've just served them up on a platter.
No
so
doubt.
I'm
no
just
doubt.
Saying.
Hey, situations arise. That's all I'm saying.
So, I mean,
I don't
know the situation. I'm seeing female being attacked at work on a job. And no, yeah, I can know.
Imagine if it was a dude and another dude came in there and said, "Hey, man, stay away from my woman."
Ooh.
Yeah. Hey, now what do you do?
I wait for security. Be like, "Hey, dude, you should have led with your left."
So... But he still trespassed.
He still,
took care of your
and
dude,
security.
Hey,
you're right. That's the guy in me. It's a woman being beat. I'm gone. But yeah, dude. I mean, let you know,
it's
my
me
boy.
And you, though.
It's me and you. Yeah, I'm gonna hit him with a chair and be like, dude, you better leave those. You better leave his girl alone. But it's just old Trevor that worked the line.
So, depending on your relationship with the guy is where you step in.
Hey, man.
But if you don't know the girl, you step in instantly.
Yeah.
That's a little sexist.
Okay. I know.
That's a little sexist. That's that I want to show my chest.
It really is.
Marine, I got this.
That's
the
way I was. I'm sorry. You're right.
See the shield with the star?
No.
Cap. That's you.
No.
That is you.
No.
Hey, that's why I'm like, hey, if dude comes in my place of business and say, hey, you know what? Stay away from my girl. Or he hits him first and say, hey, man, you better keep away from my girl. I'm like, hey, man, what happened? and then
maybe get out. Okay, yeah, okay, I'm with that too. Again, man, I might grab. Hey, man, you better get out of here because security coming.
But
better
you
get out of
but
here.
But you still give dude a way out. But the other dude, you give him no chance of getting out. I gotta take him down and hold them till the police comes.
Yeah, I got you.
That just sounds a little bit on the unfair
bogus.
Side.
It's a little bit just on the bogus
saying.
Side.
Just
you're probably
saying.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to contemplate it over this break. Let's go ahead and get into the last break, and then we'll get into the last segments of Truth Brothers Radio.
All day.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
yeah.
Next selection here,
call.
Night shit.
Going out
to all you going out to
Truth Brothers Radio.
Hey, that cop's a killer. Don't let him cuff you. He'll kill you. He'll stand on your neck and shoot you in your back. Maybe not. Stop laying down for the law. We saw them commit acts of war. Terrorism for sure. Open our seats to see. To see us bleed some more. Beware how you answer your door.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Do you have feelings of inadequacy? Do you suffer from shyness? Do you sometimes wish you were more assertive? If you answered yes to any of these questions, ask your doctor or pharmacist about tequila. Tequila is the safe, natural way to feel better and more confident about yourself and your actions. Tequila can help ease you out of your shyness and let you tell the world that you're ready and willing to do just about anything. You'll notice the benefits of tequila almost immediately, and with a regimen of regular doses, you can overcome any obstacles that prevent you from living the life you want to live. Shyness and awkwardness will be a thing of the past, and you'll discover many talents you never knew you had. Stop hiding and start living with tequila. Tequila may not be right for everyone. Women who are pregnant or nursing should not use tequila. However, women who wouldn't mind nursing or becoming pregnant are encouraged to try it. Side effects may include dizziness, nausea, vomiting, incarceration, erotic lustfulness, loss of motor control, loss of clothing, loss of money, loss of virginity, delusions of grandeur, table dancing, headache, dehydration, dry mouth, and a desire to sing karaoke and play all night rounds of strip poker, truth or dare, and naked twister. Warning, the consumption of alcohol may make you think you're whispering when you're not. It's a major factor in dancing like a retard. May cause you to tell your friends over and over again that you're in love with them. Also may cause you to think you can sing. Alcohol may lead you to believe that ex-lovers are really dying for you to telephone them at 4 in the morning. Alcohol may make you think you can logically converse with members of the opposite sex without spitting. It may create the illusion that you are tougher, smarter, faster, and better looking than most people. And it may lead you to think people are laughing with you. Alcohol may cause pregnancy. And it also may be a major factor in getting your ass kicked. So what are you waiting for? Stop hiding and start living with tequila.
Truth Brothers Radio.
King from Queens, from Queens come King. We're raising hell like a class when the lunch bell rings. The King will be praised and I will be raised. This is the stuff to try to fade them, but he won't be fade. So what's your name? DMC, the King is me. Your highness or his majesty. Now you're in your face, you can concentrate, but you can't imitate DMC's the great.
Truth Brothers Radio, and we're back, and yeah, the number to give us a call, 818-514-1202, as we get ready to wrap up another episode of Truth Brothers Radio.
There you go, the Big Ten.
Yeah, man, so is everybody super excited, man?
Hell yeah, well, I'm having
yeah.
a ball, man.
I'm just saying, man, we
I think I'm going to experience the effects of tequila tonight.
Oh,
well, there
all right.
you go.
You still haven't told us where you were going. I'm curious.
And she looking like, and I did that on purpose.
I know, right? I'm just. Isn't it nothing you want to share?
Not really.
Well, all can right. you shout? Can you shout out some of the people you're going with?
My girl Juju B. We gonna get it in. Right. Hey Juju.
Well,
keep
one of them.
Keep Rock on ice.
One
King
of them
Bash.
Is my bestie, JC. She knows who she is.
Uh oh.
Jesus Christ. She's going partying with Jesus.
Considering she works for the government, I don't think she wants a full government
it's still,
over the air. So,
right.
It's still.
You know, shouts out to my bestie, JC. What's up, love? Ready to get it in tonight?
Let's go see. Yeah, boy. I wish we could have fun like that.
I don't think so. I'll tell you after the show where we're going, and I think you're going to have a change of thought.
We scared. We Truth Brothers Radio.
Brady, you know where I'm going, right?
Hey, I don't know nothing.
So what's going on?
Okay.
We can do it real good. Let's just stretch it out.
No.
All right, now we got it. I guess next week I could tell y'all why we didn't want to go where she was going.
Exactly.
Why can't the Truth Brothers go? We'll make a nice show there, wherever you're going.
Okay. Have either of you seen Tu Wong Fu?
Nope. Don't want to finish that. Nope. And the Truth Brothers will not be broadcast. It's on the Guy Lady Girl.
There you go.
Nope. So,
what's the, moving right along.
Yeah,
we're good.
Hey, man.
Have
I tried
fun.
To say.
Yeah. That's right. Have
you
fun.
And JC. Hey, girl.
Yep.
Let's go. Put your arms out for Jesus.
Put your arms out for Jesus. All right.
Oh, God.
That is awful, man.
Hey, JC, I hope you're listening. I hope you are listening to True Brothers and listen to your girl on the radio.
Maybe y'all can. Yeah. Maybe
she's,
y'all can
she's good. She's good people.
She's good people?
Yeah, she's great.
I'm sure she is. She's a friend of Candace.
That's
I'm
right.
I'm sure she has to be good people. They both got that sexy, hey, boy.
Yeah.
This is phone lady.
Yeah. I know you know who Jay-Z. Remember when we were making demos a couple of years back?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she was our Latin caller.
Oh,
Truth Brothers, Truth Brothers, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm waiting. Well, what's up, JC?
That's
just
right.
Saying hi.
Because joining the army is just stupid.
You still haven't told the Truth Brothers that in that Mexicano. You haven't told us that you love us in that Mexicano.
There you
I want
go.
A call next week in Mexicano voice. I like that.
That's right. That's right. So, you know, we're 10 in. How does it feel?
Still, we're 10 in. That's what Dusky's doing. But, no, it feels great, man. I'm happy, man. I'm happy with my company. I'm happy with what we're doing here. It's fun, man. That's what makes it great. It's fun.
It is. It is. This 10 has went by like a
I know,
blur,
man. I know.
Like
that's
a blur, and I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying all the new friends that we're meeting.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, some of the past callers, man, from Bubba in the Backwoods
all
to the West Spot, man, we've been having a
what's
great
up to you guys,
man?
What's up to the West Spot? But anyway, real quick, yeah, I wanted to say, even down to the Cracker Copters. We love them, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
Cracker
yeah.
Copters.
All the hicks from Hooterville was fun, too, man. I love it, man.
Yeah,
I
so
love it,
and
feel free to call in anytime. Everyone is always welcome to call the Truth.
No doubt, and you also please, you know, leave us a thought on the leave us a thought on our Facebook page and drop something there. Or again, tune in to Blog Talk and drop a little comment or whatever there. If you guys got anything you want to say about the Truth Brothers, even if it's topics that you feel like the Truth Brothers should cover.
Yeah, or again, don't forget to go to iTunes, man. You can download us on iTunes
for
again.
Absolutely for free.
For some of our other callers, excuse me, they are, if you're running your moonshine and you got your iPod in, put in the Truth Brothers. Expose us to three more of your friends when y'all drinking the hooch in the back and shooting your guns, and let them call next week.
Yeah.
The more the merrier.
Yep. Just keep your crosses over there. I guess they don't trust them new over here.
That's
though.
Right. Oh, yeah. For some of them early callers, hey, go back to episode 2 and 3 and check that out. That'll really get you going.
That'll get your life right. But
right.
All in all, man.
So how do you feel, Super Producer? I mean, is it hard handling us? Is it
keeping us in line?
Yeah. Well,
hey, I'm kind of used to you guys at this point. I'm kind of used to you all. As long as we got the...
You've had some famous callers, too.
Yeah.
I can't wait till we're a year in. I can't wait. Remember, hey, why don't you come on down to Detroit? Come hang out with me, mommy. Remember all that? Yeah.
Dude, and the crazy part, she gets all the maybe, are we not sexy enough?
No.
That's what
not
I'm
at
saying,
all.
Dude.
But
you all are relaying these messages to me. This is the first time I've heard that.
Yeah.
No,
nah,
you
heard
that.
Dude,
that was Christmas.
No,
time.
Not that. You saying
Candace
I'm getting all the love. I'm coming with Divine.
Really?
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
What about Bubba from the Backwoods?
That wasn't that sweet Candace googly moogly.
Yeah.
Remember all that?
Yeah.
Ain't no one pulling my overalls up. Like they just they. We can't get. Oh my God, Divine, you're so chocolate, and
no.
I don't get none of that.
No, you get like you say, car drags and knife pulls.
Car drags and knife pulls is what I get.
That's right.
Real quick, man. Let's just send out our thank yous, man.
Okay.
All right. First off, we got to say thank you to Toby Jones and Ibram's World. And I got to say what's up to Ebony Love. They checking in on the page and saying, hey, we're listening. Just
wanted to
give you a shout out. So real quick, just saying that. And also, as always, this is a G Network presentation.
That's right. And, I mean, this is our 10 in. And hopefully we got 110 more to go, man. This has been great fun.
Thanks to everybody out there who done let us into their homes and gave us a listen again. We definitely appreciate it. And
no
just
doubt.
Remember, if you're not listening to the Truth Brothers,
then the truth ain't in you.
Peace.
Two fingers, y'all.
Truth Brothers Radio.